Welcome back to Visit Julian Blog Talk Radio Podcast. We have another first today. We are interviewing two folks. We're interviewing Melissa and John from the Banner Ranch Julian, which is a tiny home community in the bottom of Banner, and also another tiny home village up in Mount Laguna. Awesome. So welcome, Melissa. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Robin. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you. Let's see how it goes, talking to two people at once. Woohoo! So this whole thing started in Laguna. You had a vision to put together a tiny community in Laguna, right?
Yeah, in November 2018, we acquired the property. Melissa had the vision for it, and to her enormous credit, she saw, wow, this could be the perfect place to have the first tiny house village in Southern California. So do you want to share a little about that?
Well, yeah, actually, tiny houses first started in my backyard, where my love for them began. And after I started with the one in my backyard, it was so popular, I actually made a makeshift village in Ramona. And due to some zoning issues, we had to find a new place to put them. And we decided that was the point, the let's try to go legit, let's do this legally and find a place that they are allowed. And luckily we found this RV park at the top of Sunrise Highway that just was perfect setting for our houses, and that began the journey of transitioning it to a tiny house village. And now it's complete there with 25 tiny houses.
Oh, that's fantastic. 25. Mm-hmm. Are they all occupied right now, or some of them what's the word I'm looking for? Vacation type, or are they all, how does that thing function? Is it a permanent community or a combination of permanent and vacation?
Yeah, it's a mix. We have some owners there that have their own tiny house, and they bring it and park there. And then we have people that do rent it on a long-term basis, houses that we own. And then we have ones on Airbnb and on our website for nightly rental.
Awesome. Yeah.
We spent some time experimenting with those three different models of the short-term, long-term, and park your tiny. When we got the property initially, it was primarily short-term. People did not want to live out there.
It's very cold.
And far, and whatever other reasons they had. And then, interestingly, when COVID broke in March 2020, it flipped. So we had primarily short-term. It was like 80% short-term. And then it flipped after COVID, where suddenly everyone wanted to come out, which we were already leaning that direction because being beholden to the Airbnb reviews, and please like us, oh, we're so sorry, have a free nice day on us, it's getting pretty tiresome.
Yeah.
And we could really have a nice foundation and have a, what we felt was like, okay, we have breathing room to take on other projects. Now we have the base of the long-term tenants. We have one of those long-term tenants became our manager, Nick.
Great.
Who I definitely want to acknowledge has done a fantastic job for us and freed us up a lot to focus on other projects. And the on-site restaurant, I definitely want to mention too, Pine House Cafe. We have, it's a wonderful French-American restaurant, and they're amazing tenants, and I highly recommend going there.
Oh, cool. I didn't realize they were your tenants. Awesome sauce. Cool.
Yeah.
So with the success of the village up in Laguna, there was a property that became available down on Banner, and that seemed like a great way for you guys to expand, right?
Yeah, that was in July 2020. How did that pop up on our radar?
Well, we saw that Laguna was getting a lot of interest and demand, and we saw that, you know, there's an opportunity to expand, and just, I think somehow it just came across maybe my Facebook feed, or I don't know.
That it was for sale. It was for sale for a while.
That this property was for sale. And then I did some research on it, and just looked beautiful, and had the spaces there that we could transition to a tiny house village. And also what was really enticing about it was this giant event meadow space, a campground. And that's, you know, we went there and I could just picture this, you know, happening, fun place. People would come there and vacation and just relax. And it's a cool setting because it's down in the valley of Julian. So it's not, it's a little different. We have a kind of a cool microclimate because we're kind of in between Anza-Borrego and Julian. So we don't get snow, but we're only, you know.
Oh, don't say that. You do get snow.
What was it, once every 3 years?
We get less snow compared to
But
you didn't get any this year.
And I live down in that area. That's why I was, oh, we don't get snow. And the next thing I know, I'm like, hello, snow. So, yeah, be careful.
Not quite like up here, though.
No, absolutely not.
I think we're
I was just
1,500
kidding.
Feet lower down there, so.
Yeah.
But just the views and just, it's just breathtaking, in my opinion.
Yeah, lovely little place. And so you guys have been working on the Lucky Lou's Saloon, but that's also adjacent to like a convenience store for travelers buy, or is that the case anymore?
It's a hybrid. So we have a Type 40 beer license, and the idea has always been something I'm very passionate about is community and having a common space for people to come together. I love going to coffee houses and just any gathering place.
Sure.
I really love the idea of creating the space like that. And that was the vision. So we took half of the convenience store, more like two-thirds. And then Melissa, I have to give full credit to her, is the one who decorated it, had a vision for it. And she came with the name Lucky Lou Saloon after our dad, who passed away in July this past year. And just like the timing of it when the bar area was ready, you know, that was the name that was clearly the one to go with.
That's so cool. Yeah. So if I'm driving by, because, you know, that could be a good source of, you know, revenue for the business. So if I'm driving by and I need something, what could I get at the little convenience store?
Well, we're most known, I think, is for our beer. Okay. We have a big beer case and we try to stock it with what locals like. We ask people what they like to carry, and also craft beers and local microbrews. And then we have soda, chips, snacks, and then also we have gift items, which is, and what brought you a little gift here. This is for you.
Oh, well, thank you. Your little bag, a little Valentine tart. Thank you very much.
Open it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Yeah, that's exactly what people who are traveling need, and that is a super awesome thing to have. Oh my gosh, how cute is? Did you make this?
No, no.
That's some talent. How cute is it? It's a little covered wagon made out of stained glass, and I'll definitely put a picture of it on the slideshow for your guys' show information. That's really cool.
So, next we have the covered wagons right there.
Yeah, that's so. In addition to the tiny homes, you guys just recently added the covered wagons for. I'm not going to try to stand that up. Covered wagons for people to stay in.
Yeah, I think we really wanted to do something to set this property apart from Mount Laguna, and because it's such a big playground, and there's the space for it. So the cover wagons, to me, is a really cool, novel experience, and having the AC there, I remember being there, was so hot, and then that was like the refuge, having the AC in there.
On the covered wagon.
Yeah, do you want to share more about that process again, Liz?
Yeah, we just wanted to honor, you know, like the history here in Julian and the Old West and the pioneers that came over for the gold rush that came over in covered wagons. And I happened to see an ad for these covered wagons, and I just thought they were so adorable and fit the theme perfectly here for people to stay in. And so they're handcrafted, and they have Amish wheels, and just made of all wood and have full canvas and just a full replica of an actual covered wagon that these pioneers came in the late 1800s, but has all the amenities of modern conveniences, such as AC, heat, and a full bathroom with shower.
Inside the covered wagon?
There's bathroom and shower, so you didn't have the, you know, rough it, but no, you don't have to rough it, I mean, but get the experience of, you know, how the pioneers would be with the whole canvas feeling of the tent.
Sure.
And so that's in our meadow area, so you wake up and you're, like, surrounded by nature and trees.
And maybe a deer, too.
Yeah, we have wild deer and turkeys there. And we have a seasonal creek right there in the area that we put them in. And so we just wanted to make this really fun getaway experience.
Yeah, it's something that it's unique. And not everybody stays in a covered wagon. Funny story. I think I told you this a while ago, though. Someone I know from a long time ago, I hadn't seen him forever, just happened to stop by the chamber office for something, and then we realized, hey, I know you, and what are you up to? Oh, I'm staying in a covered wagon down at Banner, and he was just totally thrilled and had a great time. So speaking from secondhand experience, talking to someone who stayed at one when he came here, he was really happy with it and enjoyed it. So that's really cool.
It's like a modern day salute to the pioneers.
Right, for sure. You know, and
I think,
you know,
all of us respect the pioneers on some level.
I could have never survived.
Imagine, right?
I get pissed when I have to wait for the toaster. Okay? I mean, I say to myself, I could never survive. This toaster is the slowest thing on the planet. So I totally admire
it on the way over.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that TV show 1883 that's so popular right now. I'd be one of those.
Yeah, we started watching it.
Oh, it's fantastic, but that's a whole other show. How many people can stay in a covered wagon?
They can accommodate up to four, so we wanted them to be family friendly, of course. So we put two beds in there. There's a queen, and then another like smaller full size or twin. And you have two kids, and also we can bring in roll away, or people can bring in their own sleeping bags too to sleep on the ground.
Sure.
If they wanted.
Yeah.
But, the floor. But easily up to four people in each wagon, and we have two wagons right now. Or we would hope to expand in the future as we get along.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are young. This is the business is young. I mean, there's so many things that are going to evolve and change, especially since I know the two of you are both very receptive to feedback, and you're interested in what people think and how something's working for them or not working for them. I noticed that about the two of you, that you're very receptive to feedback. And so inevitably you're going to grow and change and all that.
We love being part of the Julian community. You know, we call it Banner Ranch Julian because even though we're further down, we still very much think of ourselves as being part of the community. And we're so grateful. I mean, I was just speaking for myself, just like every conversation I have with business owners has been so supportive.
So welcoming.
So much fun. So friendly. We love going to the mixer, to the Christmas events. It's just so much fun. And just, we just say, like, this is unquestionably one of our favorite parts of doing this business, that we get to go to these events.
Enjoyable experience. Yeah. Get to know you and all the other
people. Yeah, it's a good community for sure. And, you know, one of my favorite sayings, and people tell me I say it wrong, but it doesn't matter because the sentiment's the same, is that a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're doing well and you're bringing people to Julian for the covered wagon experience, for example, you're bringing people to restaurants, to shopping, and that is a tide that's rising. You're raising all boats. And same thing for you guys. If the restaurants here are great, then people are going to have good experiences in combination with staying at your place. So they're going to talk and speak well of their Julian experience, and then more people are going to come. So we all need to work together to do a great job to provide an experience for those that come here, for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we feel like you come up here to Julian, you go get some pie, and you want to go to Fort Cross. It's like you're up here already, come down to Banner, you know, pet our donkeys, have a drink in the saloon, you know, stay in a covered wagon, and just make a day of it, or 2 days of it in Julian, or three, and then just, like, so much to do up here and explore, and just, you know, and spend a week.
Yeah, we do these things where we map out ideal days. So for anyone coming in from, say, San Diego, where we had our haunted forest, so that was a project that we did against Spearhead by Melissa, where we want to do something family friendly and then take advantage of our forest setting. And it really lent itself. Did you get to go through?
I had plans twice, and I ended up one night it was just super, super freezing, and then the other time I had to babysit my granddaughter, which I was not expecting. Like, it was full blown plan, and then I got super mad because Doreen went without me.
Oh, she went?
Oh yeah.
I didn't see her.
Yeah, she was there. Oh. And I wasn't with her. So, because that was the thing, I was going to go with her, and then I think when I ended up babysitting, she ended up going another time or whatever.
Well, 2022.
2022, yeah.
Yeah. It's a yearly thing.
Yeah. Cool.
And so I ran for 3 weeks in October. And so in our email promotions, I really made the point to meet as many other business owners and just have different incentives for people to stop on their way in. So at Julian Station, to stop by there and then grab a cider and then come here on Main Street and then grab a meal here and lay down to come see us. So just to your point, I use the same phrase, rising tide lifts all boats.
Right. Yeah. So, and then it seemed to me a great audience for you would be those in Borrego and Brawley and El Centro and Ocotillo, that kind of thing, because they come that way. Now, that's the way they travel to get to Julian. So for those who, even believe it or not, we get a ton of people here from Yuma. So if they're coming from that direction, you could be a really great home base for them down there at the bottom of Banner. And then they come up into, you know, the ideal day that you map out. And then they have their home base. And then they're also, you know, 15 minutes closer to home when it's time to go. Which always means a lot to me, like that drive home after a fun trip. So, yeah, you're perfect for those visitors. And we do get a lot of people from Yuma. So I want to make sure that they know about the option to stay at your place for sure. So Tell a little bit about what the tiny homes are like, staying in them, and like what they range from. Like, do you have some that are really only good for two people, and then either tiny homes, Robin? It's not like they're going to bring the Brady Bunch, but just talk a little bit about the different tiny homes that you have.
Yeah, we have ones that are more suited for two people. You're right, have one loft, and mm-hmm. then we do have ones that have double lofts, and then a downstairs with a fold out couch. And so those could sleep up to five.
So not the Brady Bunch. Dang it.
but we do get a lot of people with kids, and mm-hmm. they want to stay, and they like the lofts and climbing up and down. That's mm-hmm. the novelty. And we don't have any single level tiny houses at Banner, but we do at Laguna because uh-huh. people also like that, just, you know, for accessibility reasons.
Sure, sure.
So we'll probably bring one eventually to Banner, but
so the ones that are at Banner then are sleeping are in the loft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And downstairs we have a kitchenette, mm-hmm. and then there's always a full bathroom uh-huh. in all of them, their own shower and toilet, and they have a toaster oven and hot plate, or they have like a full kitchen, mm-hmm. and so people, you know, can bring their food and refrigerator there.
Yeah, I know you have one. I saw a picture of it. It has a little microwave on mm-hmm. the counter, and then some of those little smaller apartment stoves.
So, yeah. Then they're suited for both long term and short term. So we have them for nightly rentals on our website, mm-hmm. and also on Airbnb. And then if there's someone wants to stay longer term, we do offer extended stay.
That's great. And longer term could be, I know that where we live is sometimes open to seasonal employment. Mm. So if someone had a job here for a couple of months and mm. just needed a place to stay while they worked that seasonal position, that would be someone that would be good to recommend for you guys, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. So when they did the construction on Sunrise Highway, mm-hmm. so Mount Laguna, mm-hmm. that was a project where they had five tiny houses they rented from us. At one time, and we do have Brady Bunch scenarios where they will rent out like three houses at a time, and it's really cool to see how much fun people have, like staying in different tiny houses. Mm-hmm. It's a safe space, so the kids can have their own tiny house.
Sure, sure, that's awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, like the word village makes perfect sense then for something like that, where, you know, they're there and they bring their village to your village, and they feel safe and comfortable there. You have in the Lucky Lou Saloon, you have a pool table.
Two of them.
Two coin-op pool tables. So we heard back in the 80s that the Banner had pool tables there. Oh. There was a happening spot. Mm-hmm. But then the previous owners, as they got older, they mm-hmm. you know, didn't really keep up with the attractions there.
Yeah.
So we want to bring back Banner as a fun happening place, mm-hmm. and like have some nightlife there. We're trying to stay open later on the weekends. To 9 o'clock.
I was like, what does later mean?
Because close early in June.
In Julian, later is 8:30. Yeah, so 9 o'clock, that's a later.
So you can come over and have some drinks, and you can stay the night if you have too many drinks. Yeah. We have accommodations. We have campground. So
that's awesome. Yeah, pool is a fun thing, and I know there's not too many pool tables available in the Julian area. So for those who like to play pool, I think, as far as I know, you're the third location that has, and one of them is the Legion, so you have to have a membership there. So public spaces, the only two. And then there's one at my house, but I'm not inviting people over to play pool at my house. So that's cool. I mean, for those who like to play pool, and I know we also talked a little bit in the past about cornhole and maybe bringing some cornhole to your location in a tournament style. So that's something I'd like to see happen at that location. So hopefully we can make something like that happen.
Yeah, right now we have a cornhole station on our patio area, but that is something we've talked about in the future. It'd be fun to bring an event to Banner, mm-hmm. like a cornhole competition tournament.
Yeah.
We've talked about maybe having a pool tournament mm-hmm. in the pool hall.
Yeah, especially with two tables, right?
Or maybe bingo, like Banner bingo.
Oh, yeah.
So we are showing Super Bowl this Sunday, and we're going to do some barbecuing and some hamburgers and hot dog specials, mm-hmm. beer specials as well. But in the future, we're going to definitely have more events.
Awesome.
And so we keep getting nudges about Banner Brittle, too.
Oh.
Oh, Dana, in the peanut brittle? Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
food.
Yeah, I like that, the play on the B. So you guys are definitely, then, for the people who are listening, you guys are someone to watch, because you're growing and you're learning and you're experimenting. So I think for those who are longtime lovers of Julian and longtime visitors who plan to continue to be long-term visitors of Julian. I think you guys are definitely one to check out now, and two, one to watch to see how you grow and evolve and how people can come and experience new and different things. I mean, it didn't take long for you to get the covered wagons. Who knows what you'll come up with next, you know? So I think that that's a good thing to put across to the people that are listening, that pay attention to Banner Ranch Julian, because big and fun, and maybe not big, is small, because sometimes small in this community, just small, quiet things or peaceful things that people can enjoy. Like you mentioned so many times, the meadow and the beauty there. So there, those small opportunities and big opportunities seem to be something that'll be available. Like if I, you know, decide to get another husband or something, I could get married on your meadow. If I decide 31 years is enough, I'm moving on. I'm getting married at Banner Ranch. Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to bring back the spirit of Banner, because it used to be a sister town to Julian back in the late 1800s, but then Banner unfortunately didn't survive some fires and floods later on. It was never rebuilt as a town. So there's remnants of the old town there, and our general store is actually was built in the 1870s.
Oh, wow.
So it's part of history, and so we want to preserve that history and kind of bring back Banner as like a little ghost town and western feel, and people can come down and experience the history and see how it was like to live in old times. And
we have a Banner Museum.
That's what we're working on now, is we have some artifacts that were found on the property. There's old like pickaxes and there's pottery from the Native Americans. And so I'm going to display the history of Banner there.
That's great.
Julian area.
Awesome. Yeah, so another thing to watch for you guys. All right, so as we wind up our little interview here, I always like to ask if there was something I forgot to ask you about that you want to make sure people know. So now's the time. Or am I just so amazing that we covered it all?
You are amazing.
And humble.
I would say the context for us is that we want to do something very positive, that's fun, that is a place for families to bond. Someone that we look up to very much is Walt Disney. And just the spirit of that, to create something on that level is just so inspiring for us. The legacy, how many smiles and enduring memories have been created. So if we could do our own version of that, however smaller than that, that'd be so satisfying for us. And we have a very emergent approach to this, where we do take the feedback from others and we see, oh, what's missing and what would be exciting for us? What would be the next thing that we're meant to bust out, whether it's the covered wagons or the museum or some other project. So yeah, there is gonna be a lot of evolution and growth and new things happening in the months and years to come.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for coming in and getting my feet wet on a two-person interview. I think it went well. I think the listeners will learn a lot and now have a new place to check out and a new place to watch in Julian.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thanks for my little present.